And welcome to the 75th Chamber. This is Mike. Today we're going to talk about CHAZZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone up in Seattle. I'm also going to talk about the virus. Believe it or not, it's still here. It's still a threat. It hasn't gone away. So stick around and let's talk.
We have been hearing from community members that they have been subjected to barricades set up by the protesters, with some armed individuals running them as checkpoints into the neighborhood.
Now that's kind of interesting. Weapons and checkpoints? But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Let's talk about what CHAZZ is, the newest country within the United States. For weeks, protesters battled with Seattle law enforcement in downtown Seattle. The protesters were armed with rocks, bottles of urine, and feces. The cops had absolutely no chance at all because the politicians told them to stand down, as usual in Seattle. The governor and mayor advised the police chief to have all law enforcement personnel vacate the area and give up their precinct. The chief, who was politically appointed, was like, okay, let's go. And in turn, they gave 6 blocks of downtown Seattle to radical communist left-wing Antifa, a group that Seattle's been fighting with for the past 8 years. It was an amazing defeat for Seattle. Finally, an area with no cops where black people can stay and live in peace. But wait, there's hardly any black people down there. They're just Antifa communists. Even the black people know not to hang around with crazy fucking white people like that. Okay, so they get the 6 blocks. What do? They start building a wall so nobody can come in. They start making checkpoints. If you don't pass a smell test, they smack the shit out of you, beat you up, and send you on your way. They have guards at post watching for police to see if they are going to raid them. And these guards are fully armed to their right because Washington State is an open carry state. But it's ironic because these are the same protesters that didn't like the wall, they didn't like guns, they didn't like checkpoints. But they're doing it themselves in their own little country. But fuck all that, right? CNN, you're not going to cover that type of shit. You're not going to cover the fact that they're raping women, forcing businesses to pay up for protection, vandalizing all 6 city blocks, harassing the people that live there. That's no fun to report. You just want to report on the utopia, the liberal utopia. People giving free food to each other, free love. Planting flowers and vegetables and fingering each other in the ass for fun. Because it fits George Soros' agenda. And the media doesn't want to bite the hand that feeds them. So what do these communists that invaded our country and took over 6 city blocks in a major city want in return? It must be something reasonable. I mean, watching the videos of them inside, they're beating the hell out of everybody by gunpoint. It makes me feel that they're very reasonable, kind, loving people. In their demands, they call for shutting down the Seattle Police Department. Not just the precinct that they're holding hostage, but the whole city's police department. They want to abolish the court system. Yet, they want new trials for people of color convicted of violent crimes. That's going to be very difficult if there's no court system. They want free college. Something of the Democrat dream. But I'm quite sure they don't know who would pay for it or how it would be paid. They just know that they want it. They want the hiring of black doctors and nurses to treat black patients. Will they be able to treat patients of other colors? To me, that sounds like self-segregation and racism. Imagine a hospital of just white doctors and nurses treating only white people. Imagine the outcry on that. They also want to release all prisoners. But they also say that they want voting rights for the remaining prison inmates. So it just really doesn't make any sense in who's writing this stuff. But hey, these people are peaceful. They just want to sit around and plant flowers and watch documentaries, right?
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
Remember when Trump supporters were protesting the quarantine, the remarks that the Democrats were making? Well, Tucker Carlson put together a little collage of their remarks when that was going on.
It's kind of weird. says just a month ago they were very against demonstrators. The anti-lockdown demonstrators in Michigan, for example, were dangerous zealots.
Really just an ugly, a dangerous scene at the state capitol in Michigan.
Black people's right to protest is secondary to white people's right to be an armed protest with long guns.
Bunch of guys camoed up, a bunch of guys with long guns.
These potentially dangerous protests against stay-at-home orders.
Tiny minority with guns marched into the state capitol in Michigan today to lobby in their raucous way.
That when it's white people with guns and they're out and they're angry and their faces with cops.
Didn't see any of that.
Everybody's civil.
These folk ended up in the state capitol, Craig, with automatic weapons, and they were treated with kid gloves.
The same exact thing is happening. There is white people with long guns in these six blocks of Seattle. I haven't seen many black people down there. But the media will only cover it in negative light if it's against their agenda. This here is with their agenda, so it's okay. And not one word out of Nancy Pelosi. She's figuring out the next plan on how to steal stuff out of black culture for a photo op. She doesn't care what's going on down there because this is all part of their plan. Now Antifa is calling their other comrades to do the same thing in every major city. And if it's done in a city with Democrat leadership, then they will get everything they want in their demands. Because already the Democrat mayor and governor of Seattle are listening to these demands and saying that they're pretty modest and worth considering. And many other Democrats across the nation kind of agree with them. So this week I'm going to call around to different city halls within the state of Massachusetts, which is largely Democrat, and I'm going to ask them if it's possible if me and my group can occupy their buildings. Because I too want my own country. Is that the American dream? It's just to start your own country within a country and make up your own rules. It just sounds like so much fun. I want to do it. But you see, if you really think about it, it's kind of racist. You see, something similar to this happened in 1861. These certain states wanted their own country within the United States. They wanted to police their own land, have their own taxes, and go by their own rules, just like they're doing in Seattle. These states didn't call themselves Antifa. They called themselves the Confederate States of America. And that little situation led to what they called the Civil War that killed almost 1 million Americans. See, but a lot of people won't remember that. Because what they're doing is they're erasing history so they can repeat it. We won't be able to study the Confederacy, those people on the statues, and so on, because they are eliminating that. Because they want to duplicate what they did. Because the reality of it all is Antifa and all of those in Seattle, they're all white and they are all racist because they are communist. They're no different than the Klan. They're no different than the skinheads. And they are making decisions for black people because they feel that black people are too stupid to make their own decisions. And let me prove that to you. So let me give credit to Army Horowitz from Fox News. This following bit is from him, and it's genius.
I'm Ami Horowitz, and I'm here in Berkeley, California, to find out if voter ID laws suppress the black vote. Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist, and they're bad. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as to say they're, those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs over the internet. Does that also make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works. Like, a lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data. For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed. I also think there's a repression of like black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, like you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the like African Americans.
Those interviews are done on a fucking campus. The way that they talk and they're acting like they'd never seen an African American before. Like these liberals have to baby them because they can't live their own lives. They have it totally wrong. These are the racists.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts on what you just heard. Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has an ID. Why would they think we don't have ID? That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so like, we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What does that say to you?
I know it's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the DMV is right here?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet. Can't figure out how to use the internet. What does that say to you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant of. That's what my thought process on.
I just think that's ignorant. Ignorant.
That's the word.
Very, very ignorant. Very, very ignorant.
So can you see, white liberals want to think for the blacks. And this isn't just the liberals on the street. These are the politicians, too, that think like this. But nobody wants to highlight the ignorant racism that comes out of liberals' mouths. And I want you to look at Seattle's Chaz. There is about 1-8 ratio in black to whites. But one black man has stepped up to the plate. He seems to have taken up a leadership role. They call him the warlord. Just days before he became Chaz's king, he was a local rapper. Now he's walking around Chaz doing the same exact things the police did that he was fighting against. Carrying a long gun with his friends, you know, like an AR-15. Having his security forces beat up people. There's videos on it. Him and his group say, "We are the police now," even though that there are signs that say it's a no police zone. So ironic. And the mayor says that that group is very patriotic. A mayor that wants to ban guns is supporting a man walking around with a gun. And the mayor thinks it's funny. They asked her when they think the Chaz occupation would end, and she just laughed and says, "This could be a summer of love. Your downtown area is being played with rape and anarchy, and you're calling it a summer of love?" Police, fire, and EMTs are not allowed in that area. And there's still businesses open and people living there. Now, who do you think would be most pissed off about this? The white people? No, actually the black people are very, very pissed. They are smart enough to know that the communists are taking advantage of the situation. As weak as the Seattle police chief is, she says that this has to end now. And even local BLM members are losing their patience. The African American Community Advisory Council is furious that protesters have refused to negotiate with police. They met with Chaz recently and it led to an angry confrontation. Members of Black Lives Matter feel that the Chaz residents are hijacking the movement. They've taken the meaning away from the protests. And this should be a wake-up call to Black Lives Matter. Do not fuck with the communists. They are using you. They are taking this tragedy and using it for their own agenda. The African American Community Advisory Council is furious that protesters have refused to negotiate with police. They met with Chaz recently and it led to an angry confrontation. Members of Black Lives Matter feel that the Chaz residents are hijacking the movement. They've taken the meaning away from the protests. And this should be a wake-up call to Black Lives Matter. Do not fuck with the communists. They are using you. They are taking this tragedy and using it for their own agenda. Now let's focus on the self-proclaimed warlord Raz Simone. I told him on his Twitter page that I'd be talking about him on this episode. Hopefully he'll listen, and maybe he would have the balls to call in one day. See, the first fucking mistake you made was start looking for pool supplies to make chemical weapons. The second mistake was you and your team going around asking questions and beating up people that you felt didn't belong there. You would actually stop and frisk them. Imagine that, the irony behind that. Then you'd have your people go into businesses that are still open, serving your people, extorting them out of money for protection. You give them the choice of cash or Bitcoin. And the worst part is some of these businesses are black locally owned. You're extorting your own fucking people. You're no different than the crooked cops and you're no different than George Zimmerman. But who pays you? I know you saw bank in all this. I know Antifa saw you as a strong black male. And they don't care about you. They just needed you as a figurehead. Because you and a few others are the only blacks down there, so they needed you to run shop. Or at least make it look like you run shop. They're using you like they use everyone else in your black neighborhood. Why can't you fucking people see this? Turn your guns on Antifa. Don't shoot, but let them know that you're the boss. Get them out of that neighborhood. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. You know who's running shit down there. Little guy that pretends that he's Spanish, has a big mouth, always runs with Antifa. He really can't stand being alone because he knows that he'll get jumped. Yeah, him. He's your enemy. He's the one that will sit in the shadows, give you money to do what you do, but take off very quickly when shit goes down. Listen, I don't want to see anyone get hurt, but you're going to be taken out soon. I just know it. Look at your history. Look at Waco. Look at Oregon. Look at the Bundys. Look at all of that shit. You're not going to be different, and you're not going to be seen as a martyr. Do the right thing and walk out of that zone. Once you walk out, embrace your culture and use that anger to make a change. Because BLM and the rest of us will listen to you if you do the right thing. The communists don't care about you. Why should you care about them? Cuomo from CNN has to be one of the dumbest people I've ever seen on this planet. He's a prime example of what happens to a person when the government eliminates history.
When it's white people with guns and they're out and they're angry and their faces with cops.
Didn't see any of that.
Everybody's civil.
So he's saying that the police and the federal government are easier on the white people when they have guns, right? Just like, oh, you're a white guy with a gun. Okay, do what you want. So does Cuomo remember Ruby Ridge? The FBI completely fucked up on that one. Sniped the man's wife while she was looking out the window. Killed the dog, killed the son. All because Randall Weaver skipped court on gun charges. That was back in 92. The marshals and the FBI said that they fucked up a lot. A lot of people got suspended, fired, and one was put in jail. Then a year later, there was Waco, Texas. A 51-day siege on the Branch Davidian cult that left 86 dead. The government suspected them of stockpiling weapons and explosives. They also suspect the founder, David Koresh, had been practicing polygamy and statutory rape, having sex with girls as young as 12. But they couldn't prove it because they burnt the entire fucking place down. In doing so, they killed women and children. And while they were doing that, they knew that there was innocent women, children, infants, everything was in there, and they knew that they were going to take their lives. There are so many cases like the ones I just mentioned. The government going after armed militias. Ones that are protected by the Constitution. So don't tell me for one minute that people like these guys were handled with kid gloves. What's happening in Seattle is being handled with kid gloves. The politicians pulled out the police department because they want the police to look weak, and they were very successful in doing so. But there's another side of me that wants Seattle to go on like this. I want the world to see that a communist utopia like this will fail. But at the same time, law enforcement agencies need to go in there fully armed to protect the people that are being extorted and raped. Yes, raped. Cuomo, you don't want to talk about that? This is another reason why we need military-style vehicles in our police department, because we have communists taking over our city blocks. They are armed and dangerous and working on chemical weapons. Why can't you people fucking see this? I hope the American people start boycotting Seattle businesses. I want the businesses to see that this is what happens when you elect radical left extremists. I have a feeling that this is going to go on for a while, and my next episode will touch back on it. Because either way, it's not going to end well. So since states are opening up, that must mean the coronavirus is gone. Nobody's talking about it no more. It's all talking about the riots and this and that and the other thing. No more coronavirus. Yay! That's bullshit. You see, on average, the U.S. sees about 24,000 cases a day. And do not sit here and tell me that that's because tests are coming back from fucking March. We are seeing increases in Arizona, North Carolina, Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, Texas, California. And when we hit that 2 million mark, nobody said a fucking word. Right now, globally, we're up at around 8 million people. And nothing on mainstream media about that. And nobody wants to talk about globally, we are at the highest we have ever been since this started. Yes, I got loud on that because I want people to hear it. The U.S. leads the world on most cases a day. Brazil is getting their fucking ass kicked right now. This is proving that the climate does not change this virus. It's not killing it off. Some of these countries that we're seeing growing are going into their fall, autumn months right now. That should be a huge alarm to the U.S. that this fall might bring a second deadly wave. And still nobody has an answer. Oh, put them on ventilators. Have you seen that whistleblower with her story on ventilators? I'm pretty sure I talked about that in the past. It's pretty much a death sentence for everyone. Anyone that goes on the ventilator, most of them die. And now states are starting to adopt countries' rules on mandatory vaccines for COVID. How about we come out with a vaccine first? And how about you stay out of my fucking business? Let me guess, this vaccine has a little bit of the virus with some eggs, and just like the flu shot. Now, fuck you. I know about the flu shot, and I'm not taking no vaccine. Prove to me first that these people actually had COVID, not upper respiratory infections. Prove to me they actually had COVID and not pneumonia. Prove to me they actually had COVID and not bronchitis. Nobody can prove it because they marked everyone as having the virus no matter what your situation or condition was. If you had a cough, you had the virus. Yes, the virus is there. It is very dangerous, but I feel that they screwed the numbers just like they do in China. Start prepping now because what you saw a few months ago is nothing compared to what we're about to see this fall. So with that said, I want to thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Facebook at 75th Chamber. Stay healthy and stay peaceful.